and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my very good friend, Mr. Lights Out Levine of Prima Donna and the Super Bees. It's great to have you back. Lights Out Levine, how many times have you been on now?
You know, let's not count. I'm just happy to be here. You know?
Nice. Here we go. Season 6, Episode 8, Eyewitness Blues. It aired November 24, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Michael S. Baser and Kim Weisskopf. Janet's flower shop gets robbed, and Jack becomes police bait to catch the robber. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Eyewitness Blues?
It's a pretty good episode all around. It's not the greatest. It's definitely not the worst. It's pretty good. There's some good funny moments. There's some good bits. It starts off a little slow, but the first bit is set up right at the beginning. You don't get that punch till the end of it, you know?
I like how it's a little bit of a, it takes you on a little bit of a mystery episode. Like it's a kind of a detective kind of action show in a way.
Absolutely.
And I love, like, right off the top, Furley is gold in the flower shop.
Oh yeah,
him being so cheap, I love it.
He gets the two great scenes. He gets that scene and then the scene when he busts in and the cop grabs him. I mean, it's he gets two good scenes in that, man, and he owns them both. He's so great.
So here we are. We are in season 6 now, and Terry is eight episodes in, and you know they're slowly letting Terry get more airtime, but they're still making sure the Janet Jack comedy team is anchoring the episode.
And, you know, I never realized that at the time, you know, before watching it. But now since we've been examining them further, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, like, I mean, there was an episode 2 episodes ago where Terry kind of had, you know, a little bit when Janet and Terry are fighting over a guy, you know, Terry kind of gets in there on the episode. But then with Eyewitness Blues, she's kind of back on the periphery of the episode, just kind of like a Furley or a Larry at this point still.
Yeah, she's playing right field a little bit in this episode, right?
Yeah, yeah. but still, you know, like, I understand, man. It was a big chance to take on this unknown actress, and they didn't know if she could deliver, especially after, like, I know you like her, but kind of a stumble with Cindy, I think, or just jumping the gun with Cindy. I think they were a little gun shy, and I bring this up only to showcase how Janet and Jack are such a great comedy duo,
and especially in this episode, man. And can we take a moment and just say how hot Janet is in that pink dress?
Boom!
In this episode,
boom. Am I rubbing off on you or what?
Man, I think you might be. She looks fantastic in this dress, man.
Look, I know you're a Terry guy. And same with me, man. Same with me. But it's got to be said, you know? And it's not said enough is what I mean.
And it's so funny when her character tries to be sexy and she's just stumbling all over herself. It's so hilarious, man, because she's sexy the way she is. But then when she puts on the high, you know, she tries to be more like a seductive woman, and it's really hilarious.
Oh yeah, like I think it, like Janet's, yeah, exactly what she said. I mean, she doesn't need to do that.
She's great, man.
I thought it was weird, especially, you know, seeing it in 2019, you know, with all the controversy surrounding handguns and all this stuff, the way, you know, Jack is just playfully with the gun at the very end. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, dude. Trying to be a cowboy.
Would they do that these days? Like or would they do more of it these days? I'm not really sure. When I watched that scene at the end of the episode, I made a note of it going, wow, this is, would they allow this so blazingly to go over the air?
I think only in a silly comedy film. I don't think you wouldn't see that in TV nowadays.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah.
You'd only see like Will Ferrell doing something like that, you know, and something really silly.
I mean, is it safe to say that John Ritter was the Will Ferrell of his day?
I think John Ritter's in a league of his own, man. I don't think anybody could touch him.
True. True enough. But yeah, there's, of course, you get the classic Furley jabs on Jack.
He tells him he's in the Navy.
You're in the Navy.
And he asks him if he was on a ferry boat. Like, you're so blatant, man.
I mean, come on, man. I know. We all know, right? But it's still so funny. And I think half of those lines, why they're so funny, is they're delivered through Don Knotts.
Yeah.
You know. And then, again, this episode has a lot of supporting characters, like side extra characters. We got the two cops, Alan McRae. Oh, no, sorry, Donald Petrie. He's Officer Jim Bolton. And he went on to do Miss Congeniality, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Turner and Hooch, Mystic Pizza. And then you had Ed Gilbert, who played Lieutenant Briscoe. He was the voice of Spider-Man and Zorro. And then the actual detective in the apartment was Dennis Robertson, who had bit roles on Dallas and Mama's Family, Magnum P.I., Highway to Heaven. And then we have the officer, the robber, Alan McRae, who was on Doogie Howser and West Wing and Three Ninjas. So we had like three, you know, pretty solid, what do you call, stock actors, you know, involved in the episode.
And he does, the guy who plays the robber, would you say Alan McRae?
Yeah.
He does so well in the flower shop robbery scene with Jack. The two of them play off so well, you know. Give me some green stuff. And he just starts throwing in flower plant stuff. And then, I mean, it's killer, man.
Classic.
Is that all there is? He grabs Janet's purse and starts unloading her cash, man. Like, it was so good. It was amazing.
It is really great. That scene was, I mean, it's stolen by Jack. I mean, the whole thing is Jack. But, yeah, Alan McRae plays a great straight guy to John Ritter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that was all, I think that was all John, but yeah, it was great to see. And also, can we talk about why Jack is even at the flower shop to begin with? Like, of course, the day that he decides Janet's going to buy him lunch, they get robbed, right? He's never at the flower shop ever.
He snakes his way into it too, you know.
Like
it's right here in your book. You wrote it down.
And it seems like this doesn't happen very often because Janet's kind of surprised, right? So,
right.
Of course, it has to be the day Jack's there.
Shouldn't she have known though? Like I've never said I was going to take you out, scumbag.
Yeah, exactly. And why? Like, why would Jack kind of try and rip off his own roommate? Like, for all intents and purposes, they're taking from the same money pot because they all pay rent together, right? So, like, the less money Janet's got, the less money they have for rent, which was sometimes what motivated entire episodes, was the rent money.
For, like, the first four seasons, it seemed like, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when I was a kid growing up, like, I had no idea of what rent was or mortgage payments or anything. So Three's Company made me aware of really what the rent was, you know.
And you know, they made it seem so small. $300 to the
beach. Well, you know, when I first moved out of my parents' place, $300 was my rent. That's how long ago it was. And I remember going, wow, I'm paying as much as all the kids are in the apartment, which was one of my first thoughts.
Well, now, was it for yourself or did you have roommates?
I had roommates, but my share was $300.
Yeah, I think $300 was their total.
Yeah, it was their total. So, yeah, when I was out on my own for the first time, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is, I'm paying for all the kids' rent. But overall, Lights Out Levine, what did you think? I think you said it right off the top already for Eyewitness Blues. It's a pretty average but above average Three's Company episode.
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally gets the nice bit at the end, you know, that they set up at the very beginning where she's busting in the apartment.
Yeah.
But there's a missing ingredient, man, and I know you know what it is. Could have made this episode even better.
Larry,
man. They could have made this episode one of the best if he was involved somehow.
I mean, he could have marched in, grabbed the gun, or him and Furley could have been, yeah.
They're always key components.
Yeah.
Larry is always a key component. He should have been involved somehow.
You're right, man. I can't argue with you when it comes to Three's Company.
We're on the same page, mostly.
Mostly, I think we are. And when we're not, we switch it up. Like Terry,
yeah,
Janet, Terry, for sure. All right, well, listen, Lights Out Levine, thanks for coming by for this episode. But please, you got to come back, especially before this season is out.
I love being here, so I'll come back anytime.
And we're in the Terry years. Those are your years.
My favorites.
Same with me.